we keep hearing, you know, that there are difficulties that you can register, but me and my daughter tried, and first time I registered, and it was very successful.
Have patience with the system. You know, take your time. You know, read the whole screen that you're on and make sure that, you know, you are following everything you can possibly follow, but just don't give up, because as time goes along, things are definitely going to get better. I mean, this was a heck of an endeavor.
The morning of October 1st, the first thing I did actually when I got up was to go check out healthcare.gov, which directed me to DC HealthLink, and within 15 to 20 minutes, I had looked through all the plans, decided what plan I want that sort of was like what I had with my employer, and I got all signed up.
What I will say to people when they have a problem with the website, I said, don't worry, you will get in. It's really easy. Any technology will take a time.
Down at the bottom of the page, there was a bar that said having trouble logging in. It told me to clear my browsing history, clear my cache, and clear my cookies, whatever those were. Gave me the instructions on how to do it. And once I did that, I went back onto the computer, and it sailed right straight through, no problems at all.
You can call the phone number. They can send you something in the mail to fill out. But don't give up, because I think really everyone really should look. If you don't have health insurance, or you have private health insurance now that's not through your employer, look to see if you can save money. COBRA was $600, and now an equivalent plan of what I had is $350. So, you know, I'm saving over $250, which to me, that makes a humongous difference.
The policy that I have now, it contains so many more preventative health care measures than what I had before. Of course, the price was a perk, but I think that the policy itself is so much more inclusive than the one I had before. I'm very pleased.